have an ideal spiritual body. I have an ideal spiritual body. Ho, 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 ho. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, bringing you Absolute Philosopher. What a wonderful way to live. What a wonderful way to be in a spiritual body. I have an ideal spiritual body. I live in my ideal spiritual body. I think in my ideal spiritual body. My ideal spiritual body is beyond anything that I could ever conceive of here on this earth plane. It reaches into the ultimate of the ultimate, into the allness of the allness, and I am there. And how wonderful it is to be there. And how wonderful it is to live in the ideal spiritual body. Now, I might like to be aware of it a little bit. You know, I don't have to. I live in my spiritual body whether I'm aware of it or not. But if I'd like to be aware of it, then I start claiming, naming, and experiencing what it means to be aware of it. What does it mean to be living in my ideal spiritual body? What does it mean to be every single moment radiating the beauty, the magic that I am? What does it mean every single moment of my life to be the ideal being that I am? What does it mean to go through all the ways of life, all the pathways of my experience, and claim that I am a spiritually illumined being? I am an ideal spiritual body that's living here on this planet. I live in my ideal spiritual body. I have an ideal spiritual body. And what does that spiritual body be? Is it limited by what I view my human body to be? Is it limited by whatever I see going on in the world about me? Or is it a revelation of all that is good and beautiful? Is it a revelation of all that is magical and all that is wonderful? If I have an illumination in my heart, in my mind, if I have a thought, and that thought takes me off into some far reaches of consciousness, some far reaches of imagination, is it true? Is it really true? Is it where I am at? Is it what I want to do? Yes, it is. No matter how distant in my imagination it may be, these thoughts are my thoughts. These dreams are my dreams. These aspirations are the spiritual body in me seeking to reveal itself in my world. Not that it wasn't there, not that it isn't there, but that I live it in my awareness. I live it in my consciousness. I have an ideal spiritual body. That's the way I was born. That's the way everyone is born. Every being in the universe is born in a spiritually illumined body. In a wonderful body, in a glorious body, a body filled with magic and filled with goodness and filled with, oh, it's fantastic. That's the way everyone is born. And they love it. Oh dear, my goodness, do they love it. We look at the 14 billion people on Earth, and what are these people on Earth doing? The majority of them, the supermajority, just the teensy-weensy minority are not, but the supermajority are experiencing good health. They're not in the hospitals. They're not unhappy. They're not going around moaning, groaning. The majority live healthy bodies, healthy attitudes, whether they have the right foods or they have the right environment, whether they have the right air, the right waters to drink, no matter what it is, they acclimate themselves to wherever they are. They acclimate their body to wherever it is, and some even do not acclimate their body to it. Some, in their mental attitude, in their spiritual body, as the ideal spiritual body that they have, they say, this water is good for me. This food is good for me and filled with love. This food is filled with love and good for my body. I am the ideal. I am the ideal spiritual body. I am the ideal physical body. I am the ideal mental body. I am the ideal allness of all. That's my reality. I am this ideal, and it's great. Oh, it is so great. I have an ideal spiritual body. Now, no matter what I want to do, I can, this moment, do it if I choose. But if I think I can't do it, I can't. And that's what I think many times. But if I think I can do anything, if I want to do something spectacular, something outstanding, and I just say I live in my ideal human body, I live in my ideal spiritual body, I live in my ideal body at all times, human, spiritual, or whatever I call it, and I live in that body and delight in that body and know that body is so wonderful, so glorious, so fulfilling, so rewarding, so fantastic, because it's me. And as I live in this awareness, I live in the happiness that I am and I have an ideal spiritual body. Today, I begin to count my blessings. And I say, my body is ideally formed. My ideal spiritual body is perfectly formed. My toes are glorious. My toenails are glorious. My feet are glorious. I bless them. I praise them. I delight in them. Every organ, action, function of my body is ideal right now. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. I have an ideal spiritual body, and my physical body reflects what I believe about my spiritual body. My physical body is an outpicturing of what I know to be true about my ideal spiritual body. That's the body within. That's the body that I am. That's the body that I know. I know it now. I know it because that's who I am, and I love it. I am that ideal spiritual body. And as the ideal spiritual body, I go through every moment of my life saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. This is how my ideal spiritual body reveals itself in my physical body. With happy thoughts, with a happy attitude, with a joyous heart. My heart, my body, my being are filled with the delight of who I am, what I am, where I am. Now I am that I am. This is the glorious of being me right now. Being me, whoever I am. Being me in the joy and the majesty and the delight. I have an ideal spiritual body. That's my starting point. That's my starting point for where I'm going. People go to beauty salons, they go to health studios, they go to places where they want to improve their body, improve their appearance, improve their physical self. And I have a secret. And that secret is, I have an ideal spiritual body, and everyone on earth, everyone in the universe, everyone has an ideal spiritual body. And as I look at and call forth the reality of my ideal spiritual body, my physical body is that. My physical world is that. The human attitudes that I have all about me are a reflection of the divine within me, of the wonder and the magic of who I am. So when I can say to myself, I have an ideal spiritual body, and on that premise, I build all else, then all else is whatever I visualize my spiritual body to be, my ideal spiritual body. What do you visualize your ideal spiritual body to be? Do you visualize your ideal spiritual body to be whole and perfect and glorious and wonderful right now? Do you visualize your ideal spiritual body to be the ideal for you in the physical? If you do, then that secret is revealed to you now, that it is done now, and it is yours forevermore. Claim it, claim it, claim it. I have an ideal spiritual body, and so it is.